Through three games of the 2014 NFL season, what we've seen from the New England Patriots offense is not what we've come to expect from them. The offensive line has struggled to protect 37-year-old quarterback Tom Brady as they've surrendered 30 quarterback hurries in their three games, including four quarterback sacks against the Oakland Raiders last week. Now, the Patriots decided to trade away Pro Bowl guard Logan Mankins to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers right before the season. In return, they got backup tight end Tim Wright and a fourth-round pick. As of right now, that move looks to be hurting them more than it's helping them, as they've struggled to protect Tom Brady.
Brady under pressure and hit just as he released the ball.
Now, Brady not having time is largely responsible for the struggles they've had delivering the ball down the field. Brady has completed just one pass out of 13 attempts beyond 20 yards down the field. As a whole, the Patriots offense has only had 31 plays of at least 10 yards, which ranks them 28th in the NFL. The Patriots only have two receivers with at least 55 yards receiving through their three games. That would be receiver Julian Edelman, who's leading the team with 260 yards, and tight end Rob Gronkowski, who has 116 in those three games. Meanwhile, the Kansas City Chiefs offense has five players with at least 55 yards receiving, and they have 41 plays of at least 10 yards, including 14 last week in their win against the Miami Dolphins. One key matchup in this game for the Chiefs offense will be that they've only had four three and outs in 33 drives this season. However, the New England Patriots defense is ranked fifth in the NFL in forcing three and outs. On the defensive side of the ball, both of these teams have been extremely successful at not giving up the big pass play. The Kansas City Chiefs are currently tied for first in the NFL with the Seattle Seahawks at only giving up five passing plays of 20 yards or more. Again, the Chiefs defense is tied for first in the NFL with not allowing the big play. Now, the New England Patriots defense is right behind them at third in the NFL, only giving up 60 passing plays of 20 yards or more. The strength of this team has been harassing the other team's quarterback. Now, they have seven sacks in their three games. They currently lead the NFL in turnover differential at plus six. But that's all a bit misleading because six of their seven sacks came against the Minnesota Vikings and former Chiefs quarterback Matt Castle, where they picked him off four times in that game to help that turnover differential. Meanwhile, for a defense that led the NFL in the 2013 season at turnover differential, the Chiefs have yet to create one this season. Now, what better night for that to happen than Monday night against the Patriots? One last thing to keep in mind is that last year, Chiefs fans in Arrowhead Stadium caused 17 false start or delay of game penalties, which was best in the NFL.
From the gun in a deafening Arrowhead Stadium.
False start.
Raiders who shoot offense themselves in the foot. Third false start penalty against Oakland.
Monday night will be one more example of why Chiefs fans in Arrowhead Stadium is the best home field advantage in the NFL.